Mike in North Carolina is doing some work up in the attic. Tell us what's going on up there.
Hi, guys. Well, I'm a first-time homeowner, and I have a two-story house with a relatively large attic, and in the summer times in North Carolina, it gets very hot and humid in the summertime, so I'm looking to install insulation in my attic to cut down on the energy bills, but I've been looking specifically at the foam insulation option to also close off the attic to reduce the humidity, improve the air quality, and reduce insects and bugs and things. The main issue I have, though, is that in my attic I have an air conditioning unit and a natural gas heater, and the foam company is basically instructing me to install an air intake, which basically pulls air from the roof from the exterior of the house as compared to pulling it in from, you know, the closed, what will be, you know, the closed interior of the attic. However, the contractors that I've spoken with seem to be hesitant about doing that and are trying to sell me on a high efficiency, 90%+ efficiency type of heater that is intended to be made for crawl spaces or enclosed spaces. And I'm getting some sort of, you know, conflicting information about whether retrofitting the current unit is a good idea, or will I indeed need to replace that natural gas heater in order to move forward with the closed attic.
All right, well, first of all, you're going to insulate the floor of the attic between the unfinished attic space and the finished living space below. Is that correct?
That has some existing traditional insulation, but no, what they're intending on doing is spraying the, you know, expanding foam insulation on all of the roof and the side walls and closing up.
Is this attic ever going to be finished?
No, it is not.
So why are you doing that? Why are you further insulating an unfinished space? That's not how you insulate a house. You insulate between the heated and the unheated, or the finished and the unfinished space. So if you're dissatisfied with the amount of insulation, you can add to that insulation. But I don't know why you're going to insulate the underside of the roof and the sidewalls, because that's not a finished space. I don't see how that's really going to help you that much. How much insulation do you have right now in that floor structure?
It's approximately a foot of that, you know, kind of like white shredded material. I don't know exactly what it's called.
Cellulose? It's not, or fiberglass?
It's fiberglass.
Okay, so it's you say it's shredded. Is it bats or is it loose, like blown-in fiberglass?
It's loose,
yeah. Well, look, most homes need about 18 to 22 inches of insulation, so you have about half of what you should have on that floor.
Mm-hmm.
I would much rather, I know you've been investigating foam, but I would much rather see you double up the fiberglass insulation on this attic floor. You're not going to be able to use that space for storage anymore after that, because the insulation is going to be too thick, but it doesn't sound like you want to do that anyway. And then what you do is you reserve a space near the furnace so that you get up there to service it. And that's going to be a heck of a lot cheaper, and I think it's going to make a difference. I wouldn't worry too much about the fact that the attic is really hot. It's supposed to get hot. The attic's supposed to be the same temperature as the outside if it's properly ventilated. And that's another thing to look at, by the way. Most attics are underventilated. If you don't have enough vents, that's another reason it gets so hot up there. So you could make sure you have a full ridge vent going down the peak of the roof and complete open soffit vents going down the overhangs, and make sure you get plenty of air in there that way. And, you know, that's going to help. But I would much rather see you double up on the floor insulation right now than enclose the whole attic, because I just don't see that that's going to buy you that much. It's the most expensive way to go, and it leads to a whole host of other complications, such as what you usually called to ask about, which is how do you get combustion air to a furnace when you're sealing the attic?
Right, that is correct. I guess I was under the assumption that my second floor air conditioning unit was not able to keep up during the hot summer months due to the extreme heat in the attic. And that was my original intention of wanting the sort of extreme foam closed attic situation.
You're not going to cool the attic, okay? It's still going to be hot up there, even with the foam. And, yeah, is it a little less efficient because it's warm up there? Potentially, but I would improve the ventilation to deal with that. Having more passive ventilation is the way to go. But if you double up the insulation on the floor, because it sounds like that's what you really desperately need, is a lot more floor insulation, that will make sure it keeps the cold side cold and the hot side hot.
Okay, great.
All right.
You may have just saved me a lot of money.
I think we did. So our work is done. We can quit for the day.
Thanks so much.
Well, I really appreciate your answers, guys.
Good luck with that project, Mike. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. That's an example when sometimes when you're thinking about doing a project, Leslie, that you sort of take a turn along the way, and it's sort of a turn down the wrong path.
Mm-hmm.
And really, his option, his premise was, if it's in the attic, it must be making my air conditioner not, you know, work pretty hard. And that's somewhat accurate. But look, it's that an expansion coil that's up there is going to do its job, whether it's, you know, 60 degrees or 100 degrees up there. And you could also insulate the duct systems, too, if you want to just keep it cooler. But you don't turn the entire attic into a sealed vessel. And look what happens when you get that idea. All of the insulation contractors come in and go, oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
spend
brilliant.
More money with me. You're a genius. You must be
that,
a pro.
What a great idea. And we exactly have that product
for
you.
When we agree. And we're happy to sell it to you. Sign right here, sir. So, Mike, I'm glad you called, and I'm glad we're able to help you out and save you potentially tens of thousands of dollars on this project.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.